USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. They laid a wreath at the memorial, and this was a surprise event as the president had nothing on his public schedule. The president also honored King Jr. in a tweet. Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris made it official that she's running for president. The senator made it official by releasing a video on Twitter.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for president of the United States.
Harris did not mention President Trump in the video. A strong winter storm is leaving cold temperatures across the Northeast and New England states. Temperatures are in the single digits, and the wind chill makes it feel like it's below zero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The price of gasoline remained unchanged this week at $2.25 a gallon, but analysts say that could quickly change. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Patrick Zahan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was very little change in the prices this week, but that could change if tariffs are lifted against China.
35 of the nation's 50 states, crop prices move by less than a penny per gallon. So this is the calm before the storm. We're expecting prices to start heating up, especially if the China trade deal pans out that we saw news of in the last week.
Talks with China resume January 30th in Washington. I'm John Clemens.
Police in Nevada believe they brought an end to a string of four murders within the last 7 days. The Douglas County Sheriff announced on Sunday that the illegal alien suspect was arrested and is responsible for the killings. Deputies do believe that all of the murders are connected. And on this Martin Luther King holiday, the markets are closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border wall proposal to a vote this week as a partial government shutdown continues in its 31st day. Republican Senator James Lankford tells ABC's This Week the president is doing what he can to compromise.
Well, I think the president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border? The Dreamers, these DACA kids, we know this element, this group of folks. They have all gone through background checks. They're involved in our system right now. They're in our schools. They're in our workplaces.
A Russian startup wants to put massive billboards in space. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The company Star Rocket says the plan is to use tiny light-reflecting satellites to form sprawling ads in the sky. The company says the concept is similar to what's called sky typing, but the billboard would only be visible at night and would be seen around the world. Star Rocket's CEO says the initial testing could start as early as next year, and ads could possibly go up into space by 2021. The space-based advertising was outlawed in the U.S. back in 1993, but a space law expert says no such law exists in Russia, from where the ads would be launched.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.